auch mit unserem gemeinsamen Einstehen für das internationale Recht vertieft zusammenarbeiten. Und das Gleiche gilt auch für die wirtschaftlichen Beziehungen, weil wir auch im letzten Jahr auf brutale Art und Weise gesehen haben, dass wenn wir tiefe wirtschaftliche Beziehungen zu Partnern haben, die eben nicht Wertepartner sind, dass das volkswirtschaftlich dramatische Folgen haben kann und dass das dann nicht in unserem volkswirtschaftlichen Interesse ist.
Indien also ein Partner.
Regarding, you know, what you referred to as a list, we have been discussing for some years now with Russia how to expand our trade. Our trade with Russia is really quite small. I would say generally it's been in the $12-13 billion level. You know, if you compare it to most European countries, most of them have multiple times that trade. It's not something which a discussion which started after February 24. It's a discussion which has been going on before. I myself have been involved in this discussion for 8 years now. I currently, in fact, head a body with a Russian deputy prime minister as a counterpart, which is dedicated to actually expanding our economic cooperation. On your second question about negotiations, look, the Indian position has been very clear and very public. The Indian position articulated by my Prime Minister is that this is not an era of war, that dialogue and diplomacy is the answer. It is a position which, by the way, the G20 has also accepted. It was found expression in their Bali Declaration. But what is the basis for people to have that dialogue is for the country's concern. You know, it's not for India to specify or to advocate or to condition. That is not our intention. That has not been our approach. It is something which the parties involved will have to decide among us.